This is JIS News. Coming up, operations at National Solid Waste Management Authority to improve, consumer alert initiative reintroduced, and government to operate Long Pond and Money Musk sugar factories. The news in detail after this message.
The Legal Aid Council insists on the right of clients to consult a lawyer. An assigned counsel must take full instructions from the client, inquire into client's physical well-being if in custody, advise the client, and ensure all client rights are observed.
The concession agreement for the toll rates for the North-South leg of Highway 2000 was signed between NROC and Jamaica North-South Highway Company Limited on June 21, 2012. That was a North-South Highway fact.
There's no specific vaccine or treatment for ZCV. Mosquito prevention is key. Protect yourself from ZCV. Keep your surroundings mosquito-free. A message from the Ministry of Health in association with the Jamaica Information Service.
Now the news. Governor-General Sir Patrick Allen says government will be carrying out several improvements in the operations of the National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA. These include the agency's financial management and compliance at the Riverton disposal site.
The NSWMA has identified four priority areas for immediate action. These are, one, the completion of ongoing consultations with the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, and the satisfaction of compliance requirements in order to obtain and maintain environmental certification for the operation of Riverton, as well as other disposal sites managed by the NSWMA.
Government will also seek to improve security at the Riverton disposal site through the addition of electronic surveillance, which will help to prevent unauthorized access to the facility. The Governor General adds that the NSWMA will address some of the major concerns raised by the public defender, including improvement of its financial control system and garbage collection and delivery. In the meantime, government has allocated funds to tackle the garbage and infestation issues that exist in the corporate area. Governor General Sir Patrick Allen, in delivering the throne speech during the ceremonial opening of Parliament Thursday, said government will be partnering with citizens to build a culture of cleanliness and responsible waste disposal.
The management of waste in major towns and communities across the island has led to serious infestations. $250 million have been provided in the budget to purchase additional waste disposal trucks.
The government has been outsourcing some garbage collection to private contractors to help ease the build-up across the island. The Ministry of Industry and Commerce has introduced the Consumer Alert Initiative, which involves the publication of survey data on the most competitive product prices offered by merchants. The reintroduction of the program being undertaken by the Consumer Affairs Commission, CAC, followed concerns about the prolonged absence of the publication deemed helpful by many consumers.
I initiated, along with the staff and the leadership of the Consumer Affairs Commission, a program which I thought was very useful to the consumers to assist them to determine what were the best prices available to them.
The first release, published on Thursday, April 14, contained information from a survey conducted on supermarket products, fuel including gasoline and diesel oil, and banking fees. And the government is to temporarily take over the operations of the Long Pond and Money Musk sugar factories. Agriculture Minister Carl Samuda says the decision was made to protect the domestic economy and small and medium-sized cane farmers. He says government remains committed to finding solutions to the challenges facing the sugar industry.
Government is not in the cane business. The government stands ready to facilitate people who find themselves in difficulty, especially when it comes to the sugar workers of this country.
Cabinet has given approval for the government-owned Sugar Company of Jamaica, SCJ Holdings Limited, to enter into an agreement with Everglades Farms Limited to operate the Long Pond factory for 3 months. SCJ Holdings has also been given approval to enter into a subleasing arrangement for the Money Musk sugar factory, subject to agreement with its parent company, Complant International. Under the contract, SCJ Holdings will operate the sugar factory for the crop year 2017. Minister Samuda says the temporary operations of the factory are to be funded by the remaining $214 million previously approved for the proposed transportation of cane from Trelawney to Appleton in St. Elizabeth. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.